cheering Congressman Roth during a promotional event of his film Indu Sarkar in Nagpur, filmmaker Madhur Bhandarkar today cancelled the function and tweeted to party Vice President Rahul Gandhi to ask him if he approves of his party's hooliganism. Bhandarkar cancelled the event after the Congress workers gathered at his proposed press meet venue to lodge their protest against the alleged defamatory content of the movie. Congress has objected to the film, saying that it may have portrayed former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi and her son Sanjay Gandhi in a bad light. Bhandarkar had to face Congressman's ire in Pune as well yesterday, after which he had to cancel the promotional events in Nagpur. After cancelling the events, Bhandarkar tweeted to Rahul Gandhi's official Twitter handle and I quote, "Dear Rahul Gandhi, after Pune, I have to cancel today's press conference at Nagpur. Do you approve of this hooliganism? Can I have my freedom of expression?" Unquote. Meanwhile, speaking to Times Now on this, Bhandarkar said,
"We've seen your tweet, sir, and we are playing this up. What is it that you want Rahul Gandhi to do?"
See, yesterday what happened in Pune, today is the same thing has been repeated in Nagpur. Me and my team were about to address a press con over there, and we came to know from the organizer that we are not supposed to come there because there is a mob and people are protesting. So I just tweeted, I'm going to say every day, wherever city I go, this kind of protest and people come and they start domineering and start, you know, Madhur Bhandarkar, Murdabad and this and that. People are reacting to my 3-minute trailer. So as a filmmaker, I have my rights of freedom of expression. That's what I wanted to ask. There is no freedom of expression everywhere. How many cities I have to go now to promotion? I have just cancelled my Ahmedabad and Bangalore because of this thing, you know. Because every day we cannot go, there's a lot of money wastage, time wastage, everything, you know, and it's so absolutely frustrating that whenever you go, this kind of protest taking place. Yesterday was in Pune, 150 people came and inside the barge, inside the hotel, 5-star hotel, and again they started saying these, you know. So that's what I wanted to ask you, that anybody I'm talking about, why only him? I'm talking all the people who believe in freedom of expression should come together and condemn this act.
Absolutely, it's a problem. After a film has been passed by the censor board, Madhur, hold that line, I am coming back to you. After a film, your film in this case, Indu Sarkar, has been cleared by the censor board. Why is then political parties, why are the political parties opposing to its release? And in your tweet, you've said, do you approve of this hooliganism? This question to office of Rahul Gandhi. Have you heard anything from senior Congress leaders, sir? Has anyone reached out to you?
No, nobody. In fact, I want them to, the higher-ups in the party, they should definitely issue statement down this karyakarta, Ansu karyakarta, who keep doing this kind of sloganeering and abusing. They should be put to end. They should tell, why let him make the film the way he wants. I have a freedom of expression. You have no problem people writing books on emergency. You have no problem people making documentary emergency. Then why are you opposing me to making a film on emergency, which is a backdrop, which I'm telling is not an individual. It is not on any personal life of somebody. It is basically the backdrop of emergency. I'm telling you the story. And they have a knee-jerk reaction by the trailer, and they reacted and they are burning effigies. They issued fatwa of 1 lakh rupee to blacken my face. So people should condemn. The higher-ups in the party should condemn this act completely.
Madhu, do you think the silence of senior party leaders, including the vice president of the Congress party, Rahul Gandhi, is emboldening the Congress workers who you allege are taking to streets and vandalizing your press conferences and film events?
See, that's what I'm telling you. From last 15 to 20 days, these things have started popping up. And every day you see some of the other things. Sometimes the refugees burn in Lucknow. Then there's somebody who's from Youth Congress who said that 1 lakh rupee will give who blacken Bhandarkar's face. So these kind of hooliganism is absolutely not done in democracy. And this is a film ultimately. I have a freedom of expression. I have the way which I want to tell a story. You don't ban a documentary, you don't ban a book, na, where somebody individual above they are talking about. So why you want to ban a film? Let me have the people who talk about women. My woman is my protagonist is the woman in the film. You talk about women empowerment. You talk about freedom of expression. Then you all should support this film. You all should come to this together, and they should give me a smooth release to the film.
Madhur, when we speak to the Congress leaders, first they are tight-lipped, and some of them say that Congress workers, the party workers at the ground level, are hurt. How do you like to respond to that?
See, sir, the higher ups in the party, there should be all the senior party who should take a press con, or who tomorrow is Monday, they should take a press con and they should condemn, and their message has to go straight down to all the people, all the karyakarta, whoever the anthu workers are there, ke these kind of things we don't accept, and please don't harass and don't protest outside where Mr. Bhandarkar is there or his film. Simple. That will put end of it.
Absolutely. You made a fair point, because if the Congress party has a problem, there are other forums. They can go to the court. They can write to the censor board.
Absolutely.
There are legitimate ways of protesting.
I am fighting on all the fronts. That's what I'm fighting in all the fronts. There are already legal notices to me. There are already things that are wrong over here. And again, you are protesting wherever I go with my actress, my Kirti Kulari. My team is over there. We are scared. Yesterday, 2.5 hours, we were sitting in the room. We couldn't come down because they were protesting. They refused to go. And the police had to come over there and had to take everybody out. So and that's wrong for the people inside the hotel also. The news is value.
Absolutely. And Madhur, this time it is the Congress, but the larger political problem is that parties like the Shiv Sena, MNS and other smaller parties have in the past objected to a film. As a filmmaker, how do you see this problem?
See, I'll tell you one thing. I was the one person who stood by Urta Punjab when the whole controversy happened. I was the one who stood for Adil Mushkil when they said ban the film. I'm absolutely against any banning of a film or any book also for that extent. So I always feel there's so much money is riding on a film, and particular, it's not only apart from money, it is a career of a lot of people involved in the film. I stood for Urta Punjab, I stood for Adil Mushkil, I said it should not be banned, and I came out, being very vocal about it. I said picture has to release. So this is not any party I'm talking about. Let's not blame one party, I'm talking about any party should not protest against the film. And especially a film is passed by the censor, and what they want to show. Yesterday somebody said a very good thing. You have no problem somebody writing in the book. You have no problem making a documentary. The same freedom of expression should be
right.
Further given to a filmmaker also.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.